Welcome back to another edition of Mac Break. I'm Emery Wells, and I'm here with Ben Stuyvesant.
Stuyvesant.
Okay, I'm gonna get it for the third episode we do together. I will get it right.
Now it'll be a running joke.
Okay, Ben Stuyvesant is the author of DVMAT Blast, which is a real-time keyer for motion.
Right. It's specifically designed for like DV, HDV, any kind of Chroma limited format. Mostly consumer formats and also prosumer formats.
So when we're shooting with these consumer formats, we're usually throwing away a lot of color information, which makes it difficult to pull clean keys.
Right.
Get those real crunchy kind of edges. So you've developed a software to deal specifically with that problem.
Yes, and it runs in real time. So.
Which is the coolest part of it.
Yeah.
In motion.
It's a lot of fun. So, you know, here's motion running.
And that's, by the way, that's with using the effects architecture, right?
Yeah,
the effects plugin architecture.
Effects plug architecture within Motion 2 is really nice. So here we have, you know, 1080p going at 60 frames a second, which is on its own really amazing and, you know.
So it's great for DV, but it even works all the way up to HD.
Right. So this is HDV. I think this is from the FX1, maybe? I'm not sure. But so we're just going to apply DVMAT Blast. And pretty much all you have to do is come in and grab your high color in the screen and grab a low color. Maybe down here somewhere. And then just switch this to composite, and you know,
boom.
We're pretty much.
I mean, it is pretty impressive for two clicks. Essentially, you did two clicks.
Yeah.
And DVMAT Blast is also available for Final Cut Pro and After Effects, right? But it's called DVMAT Pro. Is that right?
Right. And it's not real time.
So, not real time. So, is it the exact same algorithm though, or is it the same?
It's not exactly the same. I've tweaked things a lot and boiled things down a lot in order to make this so fast. We're probably going to do another version of DVMAT that's real-time in the future that'll be a little bit more comprehensive.
So there's more tweaky options in DVMAT Pro.
Exactly. You can get like into those sliders and really start to, you know.
So take us through a couple of these other options.
Sure.
What are we looking at here?
Okay, well, let's switch over to our mat view. So, you know, this is not a perfect mat. You can kind of see, you know, there's some.
So we haven't pushed our green screen all the way to black, which we want to do.
So probably the easiest way to do that is see if we can just crunch up the black point. Yeah, and so that's pretty much killing that. We could tweak this in point maybe. Yeah, it's all just sort of trial and error. And with so few sliders, you can afford to play around. And you know, if you get really lost, you can just reset stuff.
And we talked a little bit when we were, if those of you that saw the Conduit episode, we talked about writing to the GPU. But what is different about writing to the GPU versus writing to the CPU?
Well, there's more constraints, but you know, you get such a massive increase in speed that it makes it worth it to try to like figure out how to work within those constraints. So, you know, like for instance, this, you know, doesn't have all the options that DVMAT Pro does, but, you know, what it does have runs really fast. And especially if you have to kick out a lot of keys, you know, if you have just, you know, a lot of footage that you need to key, this is, you know, this will save your life.
And of course, with Motion, it works great with Final Cut. You can export right to Motion and jump into DVMAT Blast and knock them all out. I mean, it seems like it would be really useful for doing a lot of the broadcast work where you're not doing film level effects where you need those really, really perfect keys. You just, you know, run through it really quickly.
Exactly. And, you know, of course, we have Conduit if you want to get really into, you know, the details. You can always, you know, just do a Conduit and come in and sort of isolate.
So watch
areas.
The Conduit episode if you haven't watched that yet. You can learn more about it.
So, but this is great for, you know, especially if you just want to, you know, see how something's going to look. You can use this on set, you know, I mean, it's just a great...
For like a previs, make sure that
you're... Yeah, I mean, if you're shooting a green screen on set, you want to make sure, you know, you've got something that's going to work.
So if it's looking good here, you know, it'll probably look good when you go and post and do the full-fledged thing, or if you just use it, if you actually use DVMAT Blast to do the final key.
Exactly.
So what, I mean, if there's some people at home that want to shoot green screen, what are they going to look for, or what do they want to make sure they get on set so it's going to work really well with DVMAT Blast?
That's a good question. You want to make sure, if you look at this clip, if we pull back a little bit, I'll just turn DVMAT Blast off. You can see this is a really pure, bright green, and it's very even across the frame. Those are really the two main things you want to do. You want to get a nice, bright green screen, and green is really, it's pretty much the best if you're dealing with, you know, any of these Chroma limited formats. Blue screen is fine, especially if you have something. Yeah, if you have a.
So for video, we want to use green. There's more information.
Yeah,
in the green channel for video.
You know, if you have somebody in a green jumpsuit, you're obviously not going to be able to use green screen. But, you know, if you can.
So we want separation between our foreground and whatever background color we're using.
Yeah. So you see, you know, there's no shadow here. It's, you know, relatively even. There's a little bit of a darker corner here, but you know, it's, you know, by and large, this is just an outstanding green screen. So, you know, that's pretty much what you want to aim for is nice even lighting on the backing. And you know, getting that bright green. So.
Well, you guys heard it here first. If you want to shoot green screens, DVMAT Blast is the way to go in motion.
Give it a try.
Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's another edition of Mac Break.